This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. There are a lot of issues that we have in the country, but to me, in my opinion, the scariest thing happening right now in the United States of America is the operation of ICE. A lot of scary things, but ICE and what they are doing on a day-to-day basis is flat-out scary. And it impacts everyone. We were sold what ICE was going to be. But ICE, and the way it was packaged to a lot of people that have gotten behind it, it's not actually doing what they said they were going to do with the Trump administration. This isn't about crime and dealing with the worst people here in the country. This is about harassing people and racial profiling. Let's be clear about that. And the numbers are letting us know that that is indeed the case. 9 months after Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office, new government data suggests that ICE is not following the playbook of they're going to deport the worst of the worst. That they're going to deport those who have committed serious crimes since arriving here. No, that's not what the data suggests. According to the agency's own September 25th custody report, the largest group of immigrants arrested in the interior and currently detained by ICE, which that number is 16,523, are people with no criminal record at all. So let's just call this for what it is. This is an attempt to harass, deport, racially profile, and deport people. Now, people want to talk about, we'll be here legally, and stances on immigration. Do we as a country need to be strong on immigration? I don't think anybody disputes or says otherwise, or should. We're all for enforcing rules, right? We should also understand, and quite frankly, be appalled at how we're going about this. To see people being ripped from children, four-year-olds, not even four-year-olds, two-year-olds being zip-tied? This is unacceptable. And I know that we like to puff out our chests and talk about how great we are in the United States of America. The images that we see, the reports, all the documentation lets you know that evil lurks amongst us. I don't care what you identify with politically in terms of the labels. And I don't need to go on a rant about being attached to a label. But my goodness, some of the stuff that you just see, it's appalling. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. We're seeing citizens being detained. Citizens being detained. Think about that. I've seen multiple times footage where you got individuals that are asking people. And this is the thing. We're going to get the worst of the worst. Asking people on the street, are you a citizen? You're asking people if they're a citizen? That's what we're doing now? Are you a citizen? And the guy replied back, yes, I'm a citizen. You're browner than me asking me, am I a citizen? We have lost our way. And we have to, and I say we as a collective, have to say enough of this. Enough of this. And I know that there are a lot of people that say this is not okay. It's not good. And some of the things that we're seeing just should actually be disturbing. You tell people do things the right way. Go to court. Green card this. Green card that. And then you got people showing up to court and they're being snatched up at court. This is ugly stuff, man. This is scary stuff. It really is. And this is another layer to it, too. And you can chime in, 651-461-9226. This, to me, is ultimately going to be one of the biggest and scariest things about ICE, is that right now, in this country, we have so many people that are not actual ICE agents that are running around here pretending to be. And when you have people that have masks on and they don't have to identify who they are, we literally in this country have people disappearing. And that's not a lie. There are a lot of people in this country right now, we don't know where they are. They're unaccounted for. And we know this. And nothing's actually being done. Heck, right here, let's play this audio. There's a gentleman that is literally being arrested because he is impersonating being law enforcement, okay, that's supposed to be assisting like ICE or whatever. He's not law enforcement, but because he has on the fake stuff that he's got on and he's running around with a mask on, we have a lot of these people.
You call my...
Yeah, we can take care of all that.
Yeah.
We can take care of all that.
We can make all the phone calls. It needs to be double that.
All right. So we might have called Edmonds last night.
The sheriff?
What? We might have called Edmonds PD last night.
Yeah.
Not on the payroll.
Say it again?
You're not on the payroll with Edmonds PD.
You don't know.
That was a
chauffeur. You said you can take out the
there should be the Velcro sides.
And we got other clips to get to. We can kill this one right here. But the context there is that man was pretending to be an Edmonds police officer. And, yeah, they nabbed him. They went and did the research. And this gentleman is running around as though he's assisting with different ICE operations and as an actual law enforcement official. And he's fake news. He's fake news. What about the woman? And this is a news report from NBC Channel 7 in San Diego. You probably saw this a couple of months ago. Her name is Danny. Don't have her last name, but she's a resident in San Diego who saw men being accosted in the parking lot of like a Home Depot, and literally these people are just being snatched, and we're not even getting identification that these people are actually law enforcement officials.
A now viral video taken in Encinitas highlights the mounting tensions for some when it comes to tactics ICE is using to make immigration arrests.
You need to stop arresting.
You need to stop kidnapping people on the street.
That woman confronting what appears to be ICE agents is Danny. She says she was driving by a Home Depot in Encinitas last week when she saw what appeared to be two men being detained by ICE agents. She says she got out of her car to step in to help and realized there were more law enforcement officers in cars nearby. She says the agents' hooded actions and unmarked car should concern everybody.
We have laws in our country, immigration laws included, that need to be complied with and lawfully and ethically enforced. But when masked armed, unidentified gunmen are standing in the parking lot of our local shopping centers. This is not how we lawfully and ethically enforce our laws.
Danny says she's received both an outpouring of support from people as well as threatening messages, but she says that's not going to stop her from speaking up. ICE has not returned a request for information.
It's unethical. It is not enough. It should not be enough in the United States of America for a person to just say, I'm with ICE, without having to prove who they actually are. And they are masked. And these are men and women, and, you know, it runs the gamut. It's unacceptable to just snatch people off the street in the way that they're doing it. 651-461-9226. Your reaction next here on The Late Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys know the phone number, 651-461-9226. Text line open. Phone line open. From the 952. From the beginning, this has been about one thing, establishing Trump's secret police. They are targeting mostly brown people now. Everyone else will be in danger soon enough. Am I paranoid? Darn right, I have read history books. From the 612, I'm 100% behind you, H. Lake, scary times. And that imposter, he's no gentleman. Another one from the 952, I'm concerned that people will stop paying attention to actual law enforcement officers, because they're going to get the idea that all of them are fake. Well, that's the issue that we had with the Hortmans. Gentleman shows up at their door, and how do you not, you look at the vehicle, and by the way, I've said for a few years, I don't like that we have regular everyday citizens that have similar vehicles like the Ford Explorer and stuff like that. And I'm not sitting here saying that a person should be allowed to buy a Ford Explorer.
Right.
But when it looks like exactly like a police or law enforcement vehicle, I'm not with that. Especially the ones that have like those specific lights.
And they got like the mirrors,
yes,
and everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because you pass them or you see them on the interstate, and you're like, okay, for what I'm going to slow down. I'm just going to make sure that I don't get even with them. And then you realize, oh, it's not a – you hear about the unmarked vehicles. And I think some people like buy them subconsciously. They don't do it to try and you know, imitate whatever law enforcement are. I think some people get them, and they just don't even realize that they are very, very, very similar to law enforcement vehicles.
No, I don't buy that.
You don't think so? You think people?
There's no way that a person's purchasing that type of vehicle. I'm not talking about like the standard. I'm talking about the ones that look exactly like they know what they're doing. Like there's no. I'm not giving anybody an out there.
I don't think that everybody that buys a vehicle that looks like an unmarked police vehicle
that looks exactly that like. Looks,
yeah, I don't think that they're all doing it subconsciously to say, you know what, I want to try and.
No.
I want to cosplay.
I'm not saying that all of them want to cosplay, but they know that they are buying a vehicle that looks exactly like that. Also, from the 612, why would legit law enforcement have masks? Like, we've been asking that from the start. And someone from the text line says those cars are affordable. And yes, you know, you can buy them at auctions and stuff like that, whatever. But it just, that's a scary thing to try to distinguish one, you know, between the two. That's all I'm saying with regards to those type of vehicles. It is very, very scary. And another one from the 612, they absolutely all are buying it for that exact reason. I'm not saying all of them, but they're. You can't sell me that some of these people aren't buying them because of that reason. Because I think that 100% some of them are. They know that they could ride that fine line. Let's go to James in Minneapolis. What's up, James?
Hey, Henry. I always love listening to you. Don't always agree with you, but I do think you're very practical in most of your approaches.
Appreciate it.
So first, I want to set the ground on that.
Appreciate it.
Second is, I disagree with you because, A, they reap what they sow. So we've allowed this condition to grow. It's like allowing weeds to grow in somebody's gardens for years and then expecting it all of a sudden to be...
Who's reaping what they sow?
The people that have allowed all of these people illegally into the United States.
Some of these people are citizens, and then they're released.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
But hold on. If we're going to have this conversation, though, James, we have to have it in total. We can't pick and choose how ICE is going about snatching up people.
Hold on.
I'll let you hop back in, but hold on a second. If they snatch up James, are you here legally? Are you from America? Are you a citizen?
I am a citizen.
Okay, so my question would be this. Do you think that I would be outraged that they snatched James from Minneapolis up? Because I would.
Well, I would hope so. I wasn't born in the U.S., though.
Okay.
Okay, but I am a citizen.
Yep.
And so here's how I feel. Like, we have allowed this to go on, and people have come and have obeyed the laws. Now, people sometimes, in the scope of providing law enforcement, have been detained, and they need to just acquiesce to the law enforcement's commands. The problem is that we think we can, like, stop law enforcement from doing what they're doing.
Hold on. With all due respect, James, hold on a second. You are trying to tell everybody out there in the listening audience to, because just do what they say when they're going against your actual rights. Is that what you're telling us? Hold on. Are you dealing in reality here? You mean to tell me that if a person's walking from Wells Fargo in downtown Minneapolis and they are being infringed upon by officers who have no reason to stop them, ask them anything, and say, we're just going to put you in the back of a paddy wagon, that they're just supposed to lay down and take it without even saying what's going on here?
I did not say that. You're putting words in my mouth. Let me say
that's how you laid it out.
What I say, please. I think when they do a legal stop, the emphasis is on legal, that they need to comply with law enforcement. When they present their ID and they present their badge, these people need to acquiesce.
If I'm walking down the street, respectfully, James, and a police officer sees me and asks me, I do not have to present them my damn ID if I'm walking out of WCCO radio. You understand what people's rights are and what they...
I absolutely.
All right,
understand.
Then. So don't sell that to us then. Don't sell that to us.
I was law enforcement. So you know what? I can sell it to you because I walked it.
A person has to show their ID just because a police officer says show it?
Did not say that. Once again, you're
then present it properly. Then present it properly.
I said if they have articulable suspicion that person has committed an offense, then they can stop that person. Articulable suspicion.
And what if they don't?
Then they can't stop them.
But does it happen every day in America?
I can't speak to what.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, James. He could have simply said he's saying he's former. A police officer, a former law enforcement, he knows damn well people get stopped in this country every damn day, and they're not supposed to be stopped. So just stop it, James. Come on, man. We can have an honest conversation, but you have to be honest, too. And I think what makes it worse is when I ask him about that, he's trying to act as a former person that's been involved in law enforcement like it doesn't happen, like racial profiling doesn't happen. Stop it, James. You lose credibility when you say that.
Yeah, it happens all the time. It does. The racial profiling, and it's just getting worse. And I think we're all in agreement that if you're out there and there is suspicion that you've done something wrong, absolutely law enforcement should have the right to pull you over or stop you and ask you questions. It's the problem I think we're running into is when they don't have that legal right, or they're not legal law enforcement officers. They are people that are cosplaying because you can buy all of the, you can buy an outfit for $30 to $40 online, and you can go out there and anybody can say they're a law enforcement.
James is trying to sell in that last couple minutes, follow the rules, right? He's saying follow the rules, play nice, but we have law enforcement that's not even following rules.
That's the
So you're going against what you're trying to sell me, James. It doesn't work like that, bro. I'm sorry. Great phone call. Great phone call. I vehemently disagree with you. And this is the thing. James seems like a pretty bright guy. I mean, he even knows that he's trying to sell me a bunch of baloney. Come on now. Well, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I thought it was a good, you know, a good back and forth that, you know, James was able to present his, you know, his point of view. I just think we are in a scary time where there's no accountability for people that are going out there and saying, I'm law enforcement. Well, who do they have to be accountable to? There are people out there that are not accountable to anybody. They're going out there and doing it because they want to, because they're feeling empowered. And when you're doing this to legal citizens, I think that's the problem that we're having. It was supposed to be.
And you can't pick and choose and say, well, they got the right guy here. Well, what about the 10 people over here that have no criminal record at all that you're messing with and the citizens that are involved?
Come on. This isn't a shoot now, ask questions later. It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be a roll of the dice. Like, we're going to get lucky here. We're going to get lucky here. We're going to get back to this here a little bit later. We can get back to more texts, more phone calls. But we got a guest coming up next. Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. We'll talk some Gopher football. And we've got one more match for Minnesota United, who's headed to the postseason. We'll talk to Andy Greeter next year on the Lake Show. All right, let's talk some Gopher football in Minnesota United soccer with Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. He joins us now courtesy of the John Shuscola Banker Hotline. 42-3, the Gophers looking to rebound and off that, that outing against Ohio State, number one team in the country, the Buckeyes, the reigning national champions. Would you say that Purdue is the perfect opponent for the Gophers to face to bounce back for homecoming?
Until last Saturday, I probably would have said UCLA, just given the fact that they were 0-4 in the league and then they beat Penn State in that wild one last weekend. I'd say Purdue's kind of in the mix, but Purdue has a kind of sneaky good offense that I think could cause the Gophers problems. So I don't know if there is a great team to face, just because I think we're still waiting to see if the Gophers can put it all together and kind of live up to the hype that they created for themselves.
Nobody expected the Gophers clearly to go on the road and defeat Ohio State. Vegas line was 23.5. They lost by 39. Was there anything positive to take out of that loss? Because P.J. Fleck has made statements in the last 24 hours that there's a lot of good. Looking back at the tape, he said there was a lot of good that he saw in that game.
I don't know. I think it's pretty tough. I think if you're going to look for the good, I think the good is the fact that this could be another great Ohio State team. I think the defense has been absolutely suffocating. They've given up 25 points in 5 games. They've done this to other people. They did this to Texas. Obviously, we've seen what Texas has become in falling out of the top 25 and Arch Manning struggling in his first real action as a big-time quarterback. So I think if there are positives, it's, okay, is this Ohio State team going to, you know, go back-to-back? I think that's probably the positives. PJ has been trying to say, hey, we didn't turn the ball over. Hey, we only had 2 penalties. And it's like, you did some good things, but you still lost by 39 points. Right. If you're doing those good things, you think it'd be much tighter, but it wasn't. So I think you're going to try to look for the positives. It didn't seem like they got banged up too much. And again, I think this Ohio State team, especially defensively and what they have a wide receiver, could be, you know, title contending again.
Hey, the Gophers are 3-2 coming into this matchup with Purdue, and Purdue is 2-3. But outside of the Ohio State, who the Gophers face and Purdue has not faced, you look at the teams in the schedule and say that Purdue has had a tougher schedule to this point, right? They played USC, they lost. They lost to Notre Dame, and they lost to Illinois. How do you kind of evaluate and look at Purdue? I know you said they have a sneaky offense there, but how would you evaluate just kind of like the way that they played through the first 5 games?
Yeah, I mean, USC was ranked when they played them. Obviously, they've fallen off. So it's, you know, essentially three kind of ranked teams in the last 3 weeks after two, you know, kind of group of five type opponents that they took care of. I think so. Barry Odom is their coach, and he's a defensive guy. And defensively, they've given it up in bunches. And those last three games are kind of, you know, why they're so bad statistically, especially through the air. But again, like their offense has been pretty good. You know, they've gotten in a little bit of shootout type games and put up some big numbers. But I think if the Gophers are going to win this, the most likely scenario is it's probably in the 30s. I think that's probably the best or the most likely scenario for this game.
Talking to Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Where are we at injury-wise and health-wise with Mr. Taylor, the running back from the Gophers? How's Darius doing?
Yeah, so he was kind of on a workload management type of plan, a pitch count, if you will, in that Ohio State game. So they, you know, gave him a handful of carries in the first half and kind of PJ said that the plan was for always to kind of limit him in his return. It sounds like he's feeling better and PJ anticipates to have a bigger workload for him. You know, he's their most dynamic running back. I think when we saw the Gophers offense be successful last year, it was also throwing to Darius Taylor. He's had a program record with 50 some receptions. So with him out of the lineup in the last couple of games or him limited in the Ohio State game, kind of takes away that element of their offense. You know, they've been really struggling to run the ball kind of all year long. And they've kind of, over the last couple of years, they've tried to throw it short, throw it out of the backfield to kind of set up the run at different times. And as Darius Taylor gets more healthy, that facet of their offense could come back into play.
How do you think the quarterback Drake Lindsey has played to this point?
I think he's played very, very well. Obviously, if we were talking a week ago now, we would have been talking about he was Big Ten Freshman of the Week, but he threw for over 300 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, led a game-winning drive in the Big Ten in his kind of first home Big Ten game. So I think if we were sitting here a week ago, we'd be singing all of his praises. Obviously, he only threw for 95 yards in the Ohio State game, and they kind of really throttled back what they did through the air in the second half of that game. So I think he's done a really nice job in being composed, going through progressions. They tasked him with a lot at the line of scrimmage. You know, I went to the Cincinnati-Iowa State game earlier on Saturday, and a lot of the stuff that they were doing in that game was looking at the sideline for checks, late play calls coming in, a lot of things out of the quarterback's hand. And I think Drake Lindsey has a lot on his plate. And I think given that aspect of them running an NFL-style offense, I think that you see a young guy that has been pretty good given the fact that this is his first go-round.
I'm with you. From what I've seen so far this season, I've been impressed with the kid, and I think he's just only going to get better. So on the record, you look at this matchup and you think that the Gophers win at home. It is homecoming, so.
Yeah, I would definitely think that the Gophers should be able to get it done. I think they've also struggled. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, just coming off such a lopsided loss, but I think the Gophers' defense hasn't been as good as I think they thought they might be. They've struggled to get after the quarterback outside of Anthony Smith. They've missed double-digit tackles in the last three games. I think the Gophers can get it done, but the defense really has to step up to slow down this pretty offense.
All right, let's turn our attention to Minnesota United Soccer. They have their final game against the LA Galaxy this weekend. It's been a really good season for the Lones. I think they played extremely well. Most recently, they defeated Kansas City Sporting KC 3-0. Your thoughts on how they're finishing off the season?
Yeah, so they are actually off this week in that decision.
Oh, that's right. It's next weekend. That's the final game is next week. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, all good. What I think has been fascinating about this team is they're finding new ways to win, right? Obviously, KC is probably the worst informed team in the league. So beating them and doing it by three goals was, I think, necessary. But I think what was interesting is head coach Eric Ramsey has mixed things up. You know, he doesn't have his number one forwards, so he's been mixing and matching what goes on in the attack. You know, they've been pretty much throughout his tenure in Minnesota, they've done, you know, five at the back, five defenders. And last game, you know, and a little bit in the game before, they switched to a back four. So he's tinkering and trying some different things and finding success doing it. I think he's a very young, smart, pragmatic coach, and you see him tinkering throughout, and I think he's kind of living up to what I think is becoming his nickname in Chef Ramsey.
Do you think that he's done a better job this season than he did last year?
They've certainly had more success. I think he that's a good question. You know, the last season they really got hit by injuries and international duties and had a really bad summer, but then kind of bounced back and were able to go on a nice run. I think it'll be interesting to see. You know, we're talking about this kind of midstream, right? They still have the playoffs to come, and they're in a really good spot to have home field advantage for parts of that. So I think we'll kind of have to wait and see. They were right in it in the semifinals of the U.S. Open Cup and had just a heartbreaking loss in that tournament. That was kind of their best shot to win a trophy here this year. So I think, yes, just given the fact that, you know, he's been more successful at a higher rate and done it differently than he did last year. But the playoffs are still to come, and we'll see what they can do there.
All right, so we'll see how they finish things off next weekend. But as it stands right now, they are third in the West?
Yeah, yep.
They're third in the West. If I was to say Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press, I need you to this specific point give a letter grade for Minnesota United Soccer. What letter grade would you give them?
Man, I would say probably a B+. And the only reason it's not an A is just because, like I said, I mean, they're a franchise that has not yet won a trophy. This is their ninth season. They were so dang close to being able to doing that and fell just short of it that I think if you ask anybody there, they will always kind of look back on, man, this was a woulda, coulda, shoulda almost type of season, just given that thing. So if they would have won that trophy, it's probably an A+ where we are right now. But the fact that they weren't able to get it done and kind of gave up a 120-minute goal, and that's always going to be kind of a blemish on wherever they're able to go.
Andy Greeter is a music fan. I know that you like to try to get to a concert when you can. You got anything on the calendar coming up? Any concerts?
Oh, man, I don't. The wife and I went to Hinterlands Festival, which is kind of an indie rock type of festival south of Des Moines in August. That was awesome. We had a great time there. But, yeah, Lake, I need to get something on the calendar. You're making me jealous of what do you have coming up? I want to know that.
I don't have specifically anything on the calendar to go check out because the last two shows, being a hip hop guy, there's a lot of things that I like, but I went to the Clips a month ago, and then back in June, I went to Kendrick Lamar, unbelievable tour, nice. GNX. So I did that. I'm going to tell you where I want to go to see a good artist and show because I've never been. And I don't know, maybe you've been there already. But I've heard so much about Red Rocks that I would – it looks – and the footage, it looks amazing. Have you ever been to that venue?
I've been to the venue, but I haven't been to see a show there. We kind of went there and kind of hiked around. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I imagine it's top-notch. I know – Trampled by Turtles has been there, the Duluth folk band, and I've had friends go, and they've raved about it. I've had other friends go to Red Rocks and glowing reviews as well. So, yeah, that's on my bucket list, too.
Nice. Hey, Andy, always a pleasure to have you on, my man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Lake.
All right, take care. That's Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press joining us here on The Lake Show. The topic about ice, I'll get back to the text line. If somebody wants to buzz us up, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The text line, getting back to ice, 651-461-9226. one thing that people have to understand is that it's not a joke when we're talking about racial profiling with regards to ICE. I saw a story from a couple of days ago where a law enforcement official, actually, I can't remember which state, but he just kind of acknowledged, he was like, well, yeah, you know, we are pulling people over that look like they should be questioned about their citizenship. What does that mean? Just because they're a brown person?
They look like they could be illegal. And this whole thing reminds me of South Park when they mocked Christy Gnome. If it's brown, take it down. It's absurd that this is the kind of society that we're living in. I mean, there's a way to clean it up without going to extremes, isn't there? I mean, there's got to be a better way, a more efficient way, and just frankly, just a more humane way than, you know, corral them and then ask questions later.
And, you know, I'm glad that a couple people on the text line brought this up with regards to probable cause. One person from the 612 and from the 952. It takes probable cause. That's the law for law enforcement to stop you. What should happen and what actually happens, we know how different it is, people. Don't we understand that? Like,
oh, for sure.
Like, we can sit here and we can talk till we're blue in the face about probable cause. People get pulled over every single damn day and there's no probable cause. We all know that. Let's stop sugarcoating it and acting like every time a person's pulled over, it's by the book, because we know that's not true.
Probable cause for me as a white man is different than probable cause for you, Henry, as a black man.
The Supreme Court, right? Like, people are talking about how the restrictions, it's setting the stage for people to be swept up. U.S. citizens, people being racially profiled. Mm-hmm. Senator from Michigan, Elisa Slotkin, this is what she had to say about the things that have happened here recently and also what the Supreme Court has just said.
I want to bring up an issue that's related to the Supreme Court, and that's the... Lastly, on democracy. I want to bring up an issue that's related to the Supreme Court, and that's the decision that they made in the last few weeks that you can consider issues of race and the language someone speaks in order to pull them over, profile them, and potentially even detain them. We know that this administration has been using pretty extraordinary measures to send fear through the community of immigrants here in the United States, people who are here illegally, who shouldn't be here, but also people who are here legally. And I've heard a ton of reports from Americans of Latino descent who are just carrying around their passport. They feel fear just being out and about every day as someone who speaks Spanish or is Latino in their appearance. So the Supreme Court allowed this. This means that someone can be pulled over because of race and language spoken if someone believes their suspicion that they're here illegally.
So a person just literally being able to speak Spanish, that raises suspicion? I ask again, what are we doing? What are we doing? This is so wrong on so many different levels. And I don't care what you identify with. Republican, Democrat, independent. It's wrong. And don't try to sell me or spin it like it's right, like James in Minneapolis. It's wrong to do. That's profiling. You hear a person speaking Spanish, and then that you're jumping and you're quick to... It's infuriating.
Like, where do we stop if they're speaking Spanish? So if they're speaking Korean or they're speaking Swahili or they're speaking any Arabic?
As though we don't teach foreign languages in schools.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary times, man. Yeah. This is scary stuff. It really is.
Yeah, it is. Je m'appelle Chris. Parlez-vous français? Oui ou non? it is scary. And I was thinking about the Bad Bunny thing, the Super Bowl, and they are, ICE is looking to have a presence at the Super Bowl, which is the most secure event in the entire United States. Undocumented people are not going to go to the Super Bowl. They're not going to go around because they don't have tickets. People are not going to go and just hang around. So it's like, I feel like they're picking these places where they feel like people are going to congregate. And then it's just like a great big net. You swoop up and then you figure it out later.
From the 612, the racial profiling and racial bias being applied by ICE is sickening, snatching up people because they look like they could be illegal. ICE isn't asking for ID or say we suspect you committed a crime. They aren't asking nicely. They're tackling people to the ground and dragging them away. From the 612, doubt James on the phone has any way to prove his citizenship on the spot. I couldn't, and I was born here. Oh, boy. Coming up next, around the NFL. We talk some NFL weekly segment right here on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.